This is Dakota Datebook for March 19th. Today marks the anniversary of one of the most memorable basketball games in North Dakota history, as the Hillsboro Burros took on the Epping Eagles for the 1977 State Class B Championship. The Burros had been to state 8 times, had been champions in 1973 and 74, and had an enrollment of 210 students. Tiny Epping had a total of 23 students, and during the late 60s, they suffered 96 straight losses. The Burros were led by legendary coach Ed Beyer. During the Region 2 tournament, the Burros had beaten 5 of the state's top 10 Class B teams. In Epping, Bob and Don Allard, Clyde and Mike Vinger, and Jay Bingaman had practiced all summer and knew this could be their year. During the season, they lost only once, against Beulah. Now they were going to state to represent a town so small, the streets weren't even paved. In a Prairie Public documentary, One Shining Moment, Jay Bingaman told filmmaker Matt Olean, "We wanted to win that first game so we could stay on TV. It was just wild. The teachers, we'd go to class, and all we talked about was going to Bismarck. Epping didn't even have a bus. Everybody had to get to Bismarck in cars." By championship night, the team had taken on Cinderella status, and Hillsboro's starting 5 were booed before the game. But the Eagles had the jitters and couldn't make their shots, and by the end of the first quarter, the Burros led 16-5. Then during the second quarter, the Eagles settled down and started chipping away at Hillsboro's lead. But Clyde Vinger fouled out by the third quarter. Then Mike Vinger fouled out too. Led by Bob Allard, Epping still fought back, and by the end of the third quarter, Hillsboro's lead was down to 5. During a jump ball in the fourth quarter, Bob Allard gave Don Allard a look, and Don knew what to do. Heading toward the basket, Don caught the ball on the run and made a basket. In a controversial call, the referee called Don for not dribbling, and the shot didn't count. It was a blow the Eagles couldn't overcome. They lost 52-56. Despite the loss, the Epping players were treated like heroes. In fact, many people still mistakenly say they remember the game where Epping won state. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.